Take a trip with us to learn about some of your neighbors with this edition of KXCR Conversations. These are neighbors just like you and me, and how their lives are filled with history. KXCR Conversations with you.
Hello and welcome to another exciting KXCR Conversations. I'm your host, Larry Bloomfield, and today we have another wonderful guest in the studios. Her name is Deborah Moyer, and she is into downsizing. What is downsizing? Well, I think she's going to tell us all about that. Hello, Deborah. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in the studio. It's always nice to be able to talk to somebody, especially when you see their face.
Yes.
So with that being said, you came in here today because your business and what you do is downsizing, which is kind of an interesting thing because it takes a lot of different, tools in the your box of things to do to be able to learn how to downsize and to get into that and all. So I thought what we could do is kind of go in from the backstory of this and how you got into this and how it became a part of your life. So where in life did downsizing become a part of your life?
Well, it was an interesting journey.
Mm-hmm.
About 11 years ago in 2008, with all of that lovely economic downturn.
Yes.
I ended up losing my job after 30 years. Actually, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Sometimes it's interesting how that goes, isn't it?
Seriously.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was in the new home development business for mm-hmm. 30 years, and I ended up getting laid off along with probably 80% of the people that were in the industry at the time.
Yeah.
And I had to really look at what some options were for me. And in the meantime, my parents, my mom and my stepfather, who actually were in their mid-80s at the time, decided that it was time for them to downsize from a home that was about 4,500 square feet.
That's a nice size house.
Yeah. 3-car garage and a storage unit.
So I bet they had a few things in their house.
You can imagine stuff that we were talking about, right?
Oh, yes.
So it was really about them wanting to get into something that was more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because just like a lot of people that are doing downsizing now, they're not doing that drastic downsize from a large home into a tiny apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it in stages.
Mm.
And so for them, they decided that downsizing from 4,500 square feet to 3,000 square feet was really the right thing for them.
Mm, okay. And well, it's still a good shaving of 1,500 square feet. That's
absolutely
a pretty good size house in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we started that process, and luckily I had the time. So that was a challenge for us to get through and tackle all that. So
weed
that
out all the stuff you don't use or don't need or don't want or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So they ended up downsizing and everything. We got everything situated. And then about 6 months after they did the first downsize, my stepfather, Ben, ended up going in for knee replacement surgery.
Oh.
And he had complications and ended up passing away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And so all of a sudden, this home that my mother thought was, I can't possibly fit everything into this home, was this huge, mausoleum
to her
of thing. And so we decided to downsize her again and moved her into a retirement community it was really good square footage. It was 1,800 square feet, which is pretty unusual for a retirement community.
Yeah, for an individual, too. I think
exactly.
That should be pretty reasonable. I guess it all depends on what you have, though.
Exactly. Right.
And you, hopefully, were able to downsize that to be able to fit into it.
Yes.
And, I guess for my sake and our listeners, I wouldn't say I'm a pack rat, but it's really hard for me to get rid of things because I can see the usage. Oh, I can rebuild this, or I can fix it, or I can make something of this, or turn it into this, that, and the other thing. And so in my creative idea, I feel like I never have enough stuff. So how is it that you're able to part with some of these things? How do you create that ability?
Well, I think it's really about getting honest about what you truly use.
Mm.
Because I think a lot of people end up getting caught in that I might use it someday.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had it in their garage for 35 years.
There's more dust on it than anything else.
And they don't even know what's in the box. Oh. I mean, you think about, really, for the listeners today, to think about what's in your garage.
Yeah.
And do you really know what's in, you know, what are in all the boxes?
Right. Can you get to all the spots in your garage?
Yes, that's right.
There's
is your
a big
car
one right there.
In your garage?
Oh, yeah.
So I think really what I work with my clients about is really figuring out what it is that they have that's serving the season that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think about life as being a multiple levels of seasons.
Yeah,
and what served you before. Maybe you were a person who's doing a lot of entertaining in the past, but they're really not wanting to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's, you know, it's hard sometimes for people to let go of things, even if they're not really using them.
Yes.
So
yes.
Being honest about it is really the first step. And that was one of the things I worked with my mom.
Oh, I can say in my circumstances where I had come up from California to help out mom and dad. They were getting older and we were in a situation, so they were helping me out also. Well, unfortunately, my dad didn't make it and he passed away. And then a very short time after, mom passed away. And I'm talking like 15 days later.
Oh my gosh.
So the period of time to be educated with everything that is in every spot of their house was really not. And you know, you find multiple devices that were purchased that were never taken out of the box. And so you're kind of overwhelmed with that as a son coming in to try to help them, and then literally wound up having to help myself figure out what's going on. It was massively overwhelming to have to run into that wall. You just kind of come up, put your hands up and say, let someone else handle it. I don't know what to do. And that may not be the best way to manage it all the time, too. You really need to put your head around it. And hopefully, you've got those skills that can give a person a feeling like after that's been done, you haven't lost your stuff. Because I think that would be a major concern that people would feel like, you know, I really didn't want to get rid of that silver bell, you know, because it meant something to me. You know? But you put that all in perspective when you're obviously downsizing. How does that wind up filtering out to the end result?
Well, I think when I started my business, I mean, literally coming out of that experience with downsizing my own parents, that, and I've been doing this now for 10 years, Your Organizing Answer, which I did do.
It's a lot of organizing.
It is. It's a lot of garages and closets. And so I think really what it is, it's about going in and sitting down with a client and finding out what it is their ultimate goal is.
A direction.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it? Because the process of getting from point A to point B is fairly simple if you have the help to be able to focus on things.
Yeah. Focus is a big deal.
Focus is very big.
Yes.
And I think that I'm glad you really shared that, Larry, because about the overwhelm, that sense of...
As a person walking into that, it was like a wave of water just knocking you out.
Absolutely.
I have a picture of my brother sitting on a chair with his arms spread apart with paperwork, piles of paperwork all over him. And he's looking at me going, I'm overwhelmed. And that was just the paperwork end of things.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much to deal with. And to be able to have your stuff together to some reasonable understanding that somebody else could pick up or help out or anything like that. I don't know that everybody's there, because I know a lot of people and most people tend to accumulate things, you know, and organization is always one of those, well, we'll do it on Saturday.
Right.
And then Saturday you go out.
Right.
You don't get a chance to do it.
Right.
So
it's the number one thing to, you know, people want to procrastinate on this kind of thing.
Mm.
I mean, and I understand that. But that's why organizers are available for people.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, really, when it comes down to the client really is able to do the organizing, mm-hmm. it's just getting past that, where do I start, and how do I make those decisions, that really having a second person to work with. Because
making commitment and then having to live with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I really think that the focusing on, for one, I do a downsizing course, and it's a free one. It'll be coming up here in for the Lane Community College in the spring semester.
Oh, very good.
The end of May, or excuse me, end of April, the 30th at 1:30, and it's free. And so one of the things I share in that class is the first rule of thumb when you're looking at a organizing project or a downsizing project is to start small. And what I mean by that is literally going into a room, say a person's starting with a second bedroom, they're downsizing, or they're just kind of purging. They don't have to even downsize. They just want to get rid of some things.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to go to one drawer in a dresser, clear it out, finish it, then go to the next drawer and
baby
finish
steps.
It.
Steps.
Exactly.
How wonderful a concept. Because normally I look at everything and go,
exactly.
And I'm flatlined right there. I don't even know where to start, you know? It's like, oh, my gosh.
The brain goes on freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's overwhelming. And sometimes you need another set of eyes and hands just to be able to say, hey, look, it's okay. Relax. We'll start at the top of the heap and work our way down.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the main reasons, the other tip that I give people too, is to definitely don't wait. If you're even thinking about downsizing or moving in, 5 years down the road, start now, start early in the process.
Because it takes time.
Yeah. If you can start in that small little bits and do maybe half hour a day or 15 minutes a day, and you accumulate and you finish those things as you're going, and finish something before you move on to the next deal.
So you'll start to feel the progress. And
absolutely.
It will mean a lot, because it is amazing when you're just walking through your house and all. If you have to step over stuff and the clutter, that type of thing tends to clutter in your life in itself, and you'll feel a little more congested and all. When you tend to make a little more room and you feel a little less cluttered, your life tends to take that example also, and you feel a little less congested, and I think it feels a little freer. And so there's a certain amount of freedom by having space, less clutter, and organization, which is amazing. You would think, oh, of course. But yeah, it actually helps out in the psyche itself too. So
it's an energy. I think that when you get to the point where you're not managing your stuff, your stuff is managing you.
Yes.
That gets overwhelming, and it starts to feel kind of claustrophobic, and it's always at the back of your mind, like, I've got to get to that, I've got to get to this, and it starts to really affect the quality of your life, and what you really want to be putting your focus on, which is something more fun or more creative or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You want to spend your time on things that are value, and if you're stepping over stuff and you have too much clutter, you don't have the time to think about something that could be of greater value to you. So, this is interesting. It leads into circumstances that just recently happened to me this last week, and that is my refrigerator stopped working.
Ooh.
So I had the pleasure of being able to go out and buy a new one. Yay! Like, that's something everybody wants to do. And it's a perfect microcosm of your living situation, because if you look in your refrigerator, this is probably something that's an example of your life, how things are going. And I have so much stuff in that refrigerator because we're making something different every day. And then I can't use that anymore. It's been in there for too long. And so that you don't clean through it and all, that is a great place, I think, to start, because for us, it took us, worked on it, the family all got together, and we managed to put stuff back into this new refrigerator in something that looks like it's organized, but it still needs more help.
Well, I'm proud of you, Larry.
Thank
for
you.
Doing that.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Well, it's the need of necessity. I had to.
But then most of the time when people are downsizing or they're moving, mm-hmm. it's a necessity too.
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, what happens in a lot of cases is that people think they have a lot more time to mm-hmm. do things. And then like what happened with my mom. Mm. And, you know, they're thinking we made the move, everything's good, and something happens and someone has a health issue mm-hmm. or they have a loss of a spouse. And then on top of that grief and all of the things that they're dealing with just from that situation, then they're now having to go and think about, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay in this home? Is it too much for me alone? All of those
now,
things.
All those things are going to bring memories to you that are going to be very difficult to deal with.
Exactly.
And that's the grief part of it and everything. So there's a need, definitely, for the type of work you do, because not everybody has the skill, for one. And when you do have the skill, you might be laid into the circumstances of loss of spouse.
Right.
You know, the idea of maybe your abilities are no longer what they used to. Maybe you're a woodcrafter, and now you're lucky if you can whittle. You know, so maybe all you need is a knife now. You know?
Exactly. You're downsizing your craft.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, you don't want to lose everything in your life that keeps you who you are, because it's of importance, but you have to be able to figure that balance out.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's why it's important to have somebody like yourself help out. If you were to talk to our listeners out there and say to them, you know, start someplace small, like you said, but where would you recommend they start? In a drawer in their house, or should they tackle the garage first, or is there a spot in the house that is more recommended than another?
Well, you know, garages are a frightening place.
There's that refrigerator thing, too. No?
I mean, think about it. Most people, that's like the last place that they want to tackle. So if they really want to start somewhere, I think that probably it's better to try something that's less daunting.
Mm-hmm.
Go, maybe it's a kitchen drawer, or maybe it's a one part of a closet. Not even tackling the whole closet, just the left side of a closet.
Don't overwhelm yourself, then it just stops,
right.
and you don't get things done that way. So,
well, you can also tackle the garage the same way. You mm-hmm. can go to a specific area in the garage. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's a cabinet. Or, you know, one section of the garage, and it's something that you just tackle for an hour. But here's a big tip when it comes to people who are working through that organization on their own. And that is that when they have a pile, mm-hmm. you know, when they, you know, okay, this is going to donation, or this is going to my daughter or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, get rid of it quickly.
Don't procrastinate.
Well, because what happens is we have a tendency to shop. We have it by the door. We're ready. You know, we're thinking we're going to just, you know, keep adding to it and take one big, you know, stop at Goodwill or St. Vinny's or whatever. And they stop. They kind of walk by and they go, did I really mean to get rid of that
second
that sweater?
Second guessing yourself.
And then I don't really think, even though I've never worn it in 30 years, I think that maybe next Tuesday might be a good time for me to wear that. So then they take it out, right?
Yeah.
And so it's best to get it out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And you'll feel better for it too.
Yeah. Don't rethink the whole issue again, because then you create more monkeys in your mind. Oh yeah, definitely.
It's one step forward and three steps back, kind of a thing.
Absolutely. Oh well. Well, this has been a part of your life for 10 years. So mm-hmm. obviously, you've probably accumulated mass ideas and ways of managing all this and everything. And you're saying you're putting this into a class that's going to be an LCC in, did you say March or May?
End of April.
End of April.
April
30th. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we could all get involved in and try to get a little bit of organization in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure that anybody who lives here in the Florence area can be able to get a hold of LCC, so that shouldn't be too big of a problem and all that. It's just a matter of what date was it again that it's
going to
start?
April 30th.
Okay.
So it's online on the class schedule, I think, is either about to be released or has been released.
And what's it called?
It's the downsizing seminar. It's
downsizing.
How to downsize. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, tell us some more things what you would suggest that we do if we get into this type of situation in our life, or what we would do not to get into situations in life like that.
Well, I think it's normal for all of us to accrue things throughout
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where, as I mentioned before, with the seasons, it's just being realistic with the fact that you want to make sure that whatever it is you're holding on to is something that you still even are interested in.
Yeah.
For instance, you mentioned the woodworking kind of a thing. A mm-hmm. lot of people that I've worked with in the last 10 years have had craft type of a whole room, you know,
yes.
and just
big donation to that type of thing.
and they haven't touched it, and they think that they're going to get around to it, but they really haven't in 5 years. So it's that aspect of really saying to yourself, do I really feel that I'm going to be doing this, or is there a scaled down version of it?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I recommend too is that when you're looking at your home and areas that you really want to thin, I call it thin the herd,
mm-hmm.
is to start paying attention to what it is you use on a daily basis.
Mm, okay.
And I think that what most people will find is that, especially like in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
there are, you know, you might have 25 different coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
In the cupboard, but you only
Absolutely.
Use two, right? You have
yes.
your favorite.
Yes, I do.
Or you used to do a lot of cooking, but you really now you're not doing it as much, but you're using one or two or three pans on a regular basis, and you have a whole cabinet of you know, cooking utensils and things that you don't use.
Every piece of equipment that can cook in some weird fashion
exactly.
is probably wound up at my house someplace. Oh my gosh. You know, it's like I can cook stuff 3-4 different ways. Everything. It doesn't matter.
Well, if you're using it,
yes.
that's one thing.
Ah, that's true.
But if it's something that's been in that cabinet and you've moved it 3 or 4 times in your life and you still are not using it,
that's a sign.
It's time to
yes.
move it down. And I really like to think of it is that you're sharing it with somebody who's going to be able to use it. That they're going to want to pick it up at you know, St. Vinny's or, you know, whatever.
And, yeah, and second life.
And yeah.
yeah
and it's
absolutely.
Something that someone will actually use and appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not just thinking, oh, I've got to get rid of it. Maybe changing that mindset and thinking, who could really benefit from this?
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Right.
Absolutely.
But there's a statistic, actually. There was actual research mm-hmm. that was done on this. And take a guess as to what percentage of our stuff do you think that you actually use on a daily basis?
Ooh, on a daily basis, I'd say like maybe 10%, if that.
Oh, well, good. Well, that's
yeah.
okay.
Just 10%? Simply because I have a lot of crap.
Okay. You've heard it first. It's a true confession.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's the tools, and then there's the various things for cars or different one thing, camping. Oh my gosh, I haven't camped in so long. I have everything for a whole family camping, and my kids have grown up, you know.
Right,
I
right.
got one left. I've got 60 sleeping bags or
oh
something.
My
it's
gosh.
Ridiculous.
Oh,
I don't need
crazy.
That.
Yeah. So we know what you'll be donating yes. in upcoming
it's
purging
time
sessions.
To purge, yes.
Yeah. But it's actually statistically it's 20%, but after the last 10 years I think it's closer to what you're talking about, which
yeah.
is really 10, maybe 15.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
If you got too much stuff, then
right.
you know, you're probably using very little of it because you just can't get around to everything all the time.
Right.
And it's like my son and I, several years ago, built a small little garbage trash can forge. He wanted to melt aluminum cans. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. I'm a dad who's all excited about that kind of stuff, you know. So we did and built it and made it happen. We built little ingots of aluminum and everything, and aww, we just had the funnest time. Well, my son no longer lives at the house, and we have remnants of that. And, you know, it's like...
He didn't take it with him?
No, of course not. They don't do that. It's like people leave it all. The stuff I don't want, you can have it, Dad. You know? Oh, my God.
So oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I've got several children, so several additional little piles of different things, you know, and you feel bad because... Do I want to get rid of their stuff? You know, it's like they're okay with it. They're like, yeah, just trash it. I got you this stuff, though. You know, are you sure you're going to come back in a few years and go, where's my stuff?
Oh, so. I know. We do attach a lot of emotion.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's memories, mm-hmm. And I understand that. There's a point to where it becomes more of a burden.
Yes.
Than a benefit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I think that if somebody can really just say, hey, you know what, I want to have an active, vibrant life, and I just don't have to have as much stuff to do that in this phase of life.
Well, look at what you're planning on doing for the rest of your life and accordingly keep those things that would hopefully make that entertaining and those that you don't. And maybe you don't need two Toro blowers still in the box. You know, you just two-handed blowers going at the one time. It's just more than I thought I needed. So I definitely get rid of one of those blowers.
You're still having flashbacks to having clearing out your desk.
Anybody can hear this. They can kind of get the mindset of what you could do to your children if you don't take care of your stuff. Because
yes,
it's going to get thrusted on them, and they will be overwhelmed. And the way they're going to manage it is not the way you're going to manage it.
Right.
And that is a big deal.
It is a big deal. So. And I think really when it comes down to a lot of people that are baby boomers like myself, mm-hmm, who have gone through this, mm-hmm, with their family, mm-hmm, with their parents or grandparents or whatever, and they have told me that because of that experience, they have moved up their downsizing plans because they do not want to do that to their kids.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
It's to say in plain terminology, it's a nightmare.
Yes.
So.
That's right.
It's quite a lot to handle.
And the reason why I chose to do this is my life career.
Isn't it amazing?
Living a nightmare.
But it's somebody else's nightmare that you can walk away from, which is really nice. All right. Well, we're speaking with Deborah Moyer, and she is a career organizer and...
Senior downsizing specialist.
Senior downsizing specialist. Oh, my gosh.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. I can't thank you enough for coming in here and giving our listeners a little heads up on the kinds of things that they can assume will sooner or later affect everybody. So it's something that we ought to consider in the back of our heads. If you can't manage it, there's somebody like you here who can manage it for you. And if you're interested in managing it yourself, we got a class coming up real soon here that you can take at LCC, which is really wonderful.
Yeah.
Deborah, thank you so much for coming in the studio here today.
Well, thank you. Really, really enjoyed it, Larry. Thank you.
Awesome conversation. Thank you again.
This has been KXCR Conversations with you, a regular feature here at KXCR. Having a conversation is easy. Call 997-5252. Email info@kxcr.net or visit us at the station across from the library. Our combined history makes our community. We all have the energy and power to do good things. Organizing and energizing ourselves is a great step in conversation. This is Community Radio, KXCR, Florence, 90.7.